This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Tuesday, March 31st. God's word to you today is center align. Our scripture reading is taken from Acts chapter 1, verse 3, from the New Revised Standard Version, and it says, "During the 40 days after he suffered and died, he appeared to the apostles from time to time, and he proved to them in many ways that he was actually alive." Hallelujah. "And he talked to them about the kingdom of God." What separates Christianity from Buddhism, from Judaism, from Islam, and all the other world religions? The differentiating factor is this. The main figure in Buddhism is dead, and his grave is known. The main figure in Judaism is dead. The main figure in Islam is dead. But the main figure of Christianity is alive. Jesus is alive. It is the resurrection that separates Christianity from every other religion. The living King is the resurrected Christ. Acts chapter 1, verse 3 from the New Revised Standard Version says, "During the 40 days after he suffered and died, he appeared to the apostles from time to time, and he proved to them in many ways that he was actually alive, and he talked to them about the kingdom of God." Jesus proved that he is actually living. He would show up to them while they were walking and while they were eating. The resurrection is a reminder to us that Christianity is not a philosophy. Christianity is more than a philosophy. Christianity is not about a holy land for pilgrimage. To build a church that will become the pilgrimage for Christianity is to miss the point of Christianity completely. That is not what Jesus is about. Christianity is about a person. He is Jesus, the Son of the living God. Matthew 21 verse 9 says, "Jesus was in the center of the procession." Jesus was right in the center of the procession. The procession was speaking prophetically. The question to you and I today is, what is at your center? What is at the center of the procession of your life? What is at the center of your life? What is at the center of your home? What is at the center of your business? What is at the center of your finances? If it is not Jesus, then you need to realign today. Who is at the center of your life? For some people, it is a parent that is at the center of their life. For some, it is their bishop that is at the center of their lives. For some people, it is their pastor that is at the center of their lives. Yet for some, it is their government that is at the center of their lives. But for us, it is Jesus that is at the center of our lives. Who is that person that if he or she is not present, your life is meaningless? For some people, it is their spouse. They have no bearing without their spouse. Some people are confused without their spouse. They have no direction. But that is not what God wants for you. Thank God for your spouse. But God wants Jesus to be the center of your life. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song. Jesus at the center of my life. Jesus be the center of my life. From beginning to the end, it has always been, it will always be you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, nothing else matters. Nothing in this world will do. Jesus, you're the center, and everything revolves around you. Jesus, you. Are at the center of it all. Amen.
trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.